You're listening to a message brought to you by Christian Life Church. If you would like to find out more about us, go to www.clch.cc.
Thank you, guys and girls. I don't know. It's good, is it? God is good. It's funny, I was thinking that rain comes in different ways. You know, sometimes it's just a real light shower. And then Andrew said it comes fast or something. I thought, well, that's not the exact opposite of what I got. And I thought, do you know what? No, it isn't. God comes as we need him, and streams can be gentle and streams can be rushing. The effect of bringing water is the same. And, you know, God's going to come and bring you water as you need it, how you need it. We are not going to do what we thought we were going to do. So we started a series last week on seeking first the kingdom of God. These are just the verses that we looked at. But seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. On the New Living it says, seek the kingdom of God above all else and live righteously, and he will give you everything you need. And then the good news says, instead, be concerned above everything else with the kingdom of God and with what he requires of you, and he will provide you with all these other things. But first and most importantly, seek, aim at, strive after his kingdom and his righteousness, his way of doing and being right, the attitude and character of God, and all these things will be given to you also. And then we looked at what seeking meant, and I think it was in the biblical one, the next one, that it said, pursue something with diligence and purpose, and wholehearted pursuit of God. And God is really great, isn't it? Sorry, I say this every time, but God is really great because he will accept your wholeheartedness of today, but he will want to increase your wholeheartedness for tomorrow. And so what he is pleased with what you have brought him this morning. He is pleased that you've lifted your worship. But that doesn't mean he's going to say you can stay the same. He wants a bit more of your heart. And so we had a school of the heart, looking at our heart and trying to get things right. And to enable the greater wholehearted pursuit of God. Because the more we get our heart cleaned and sorted, the bigger our wholeheartedness is. Sorry, it's how my brain works. So he wants them more. That's what he's coming on this journey of the more of your heart, more of your heart. And so I know some of you could only make a little bit of it. Some of you were unable to come at all. Some of you might not have been in that place at all. Okay, that's fine. God says that's fine. But we felt that it was really important to share some of what we've heard so you can hear from God the bit you're supposed to hear. And so we have asked different people to come and say something that they heard from God so that you can take the nugget away that you're supposed to take away. It's not... please hear our heart in this. We just don't want you to miss out on the what God's asking of our church and asking of us. It's not to say you didn't come. It's to say God's got something for us all, and we really want you to hear from him too. And if you were there, can I say to you, God hasn't finished with you either. God hasn't finished with me. You can only hear so much, can't you, when someone's talking. And I don't know if you're like, I go off on tangents generally as well, so I miss big bits of it. And so this is stuff we're going to have to keep coming back to anyway. So even if you were at every session, thank you, but have your ears open this morning. If you were at none of them, have your ears open this morning. If you were at some of them, have your ears open this morning. Father, we want to be a church that seeks diligently and wholeheartedly after you. That's what you want of us, and we want to be who you've designed us to be. And so give us ears to hear. We're on a new day today, and in some ways it doesn't matter where we were at the weekend on Saturday. But this morning, Holy Spirit, we invite you here. Holy Spirit, we want to open our ears up to you this morning. And we want to hear afresh for today your word to us. And so, Holy Spirit, would you come and speak through each person that shares something of what God has taught them. Would you open our ears to hear from one another and just be pleased for one another, but take from it what you're trying to teach us. Amen. So, who would like to go first? Otherwise, I should. Okay, well, I'll go and release her in a minute then. James, I'm going to pick on you, sorry. You look as if you've looked it up.
So it was the theme of the conference was a heart, and lots of things. But there was one small comment that Wes made was he said, "Tune your heart to align with God's heart. Tune your heart to align with God's heart." And what is God's heart? I've been thinking about that this week, but Jesus showed the heart of God by showing compassion, and he did that in different ways. He said he saw people like sheep without a shepherd. And so what does it mean for us to tune our heart to be like God's heart? It's knowing his compassion, but it's also Wes was teaching us about how things can go wrong. We've all sort of been through things and grown up with things, and we get wounded, and sometimes we find ways to cope with those things, and we sometimes harden our heart and just find ways of going on, and in other ways we find other solutions and comforts to survive. But God's wants our hearts, and he knows what's best for us, and that is to go to him and not to stray into other comforts and find other ways of coping, because his heart is for us, and he knows that when we touch his heart we find everything that we need. And he talked about Moses, and it was quite encouraging for those of us that are older in years, because Moses messed up at 40 and then wandered around and sort of went into hiding for the next 40 years. And then at 80, he finally found a way to get back to what God had called him for. So he lost sight of God's calling to him to be a deliverer. But at 80, it wasn't too late. And it's not too late for us either to recover, perhaps, what we might have gone astray with or lost, because he has a calling for you and for me, and it's not too late for us to run with that calling. Does somebody want to go and get Naomi? Maybe somebody else would like. Does somebody else want to share while Naomi comes in?
I will quickly. I can't remember the context of this at all, but he talked about grace for doing things, and I've been thinking about when to give up work, when to stop doing some of it, or whatever. And I've managed to get to not needing to plan it myself. I wanted to know exactly when I was. I've wanted to know for years. I'm going to retire at that age, and I had to let go of that. And God said, "I'll tell you when I'm ready to tell you." So I've got that far, I've progressed. But what I thought this week was this assurance that all the while I'm supposed to be doing teaching full time, helping with the church and things like that, he will give me the grace to do that. As soon as it stops being what he wants for me, I won't have it. I won't have the grace. And I was just so touched that he knows my individual circumstance. That he knows I sometimes get overwhelmed. And he says, no, I can give you grace for that if you go to the right place. And so I was really encouraged that God will tell me and the grace will go. But all the while, it's what he's asking of me. He'll give me the grace to and the strength to do it. So, sorry, that was my little name.
Thanks. Oh. Hello. Well, it was a very good time. We talked about the heart, and he used a verse, key verse in Proverbs 4. I'll just read it. I don't know if you've read it, but I'll read 23. Keep your heart with all vigilance. Thank you. Thanks very much. Keep your heart with all vigilance, for from it flow the springs of life. And thanks, I'm all right now. I'll put that down. I thought it was really good, because I've thought about the heart a lot. And from it is your destiny. Where you're going comes from the heart. Who you are comes from the heart. And the heart can get damaged by different things in your growing up and being an adult. And it can influence how you think about yourself. So you can think, I'm a failure. I'm always late. I never do it right. I shouldn't have said that. I did the wrong thing. And I don't know whether that's the right way to live. God wants to heal our hearts and change us to be more like him and to be what he wants us to be. And it was very encouraging because they took two characters. They took Moses. And Moses, when he was 40, blew it. And I thought, do you really? And I thought, yes, he did. He knew that God had a plan for his life, but he killed an Egyptian. And he tried to hide it, but everybody saw it. And his life was in danger. And he had to go to a place called Midian. And he was there 40 years. And when he was 80... he saw the burning bush, and God said, I am, and spoke to him. And Moses said, well, who am I? Who am I? I've blown, you know, he knew he'd blown it by killing this poor Egyptian man. But God saw him in a different light. God saw that he had a purpose for his life, and that he had the ability to lead the Israelites out of Egypt. And poor old Moses said, well, I can't talk, I can't say anything. God said, you have a brother who will speak for you. I'll be with you and I'll lead you. And the whole of the history of Israel changed. Then they took another man called, I've panicked. Jabez, thank you. Jabez, he's mentioned in Chronicles, only in two verses. And Jabez means pain. Well, it's not very nice growing up with the name meaning pain. And he probably had a feeling that, well, he caused pain, but he wasn't prepared to hold on to that. He wanted what God had for him. And he prayed that God would extend him his life and make him a blessing. And he gripped onto it. And I just thought, I want to have a soft heart towards God. I want to have a heart that is ready to take what he has for my life. And okay, I can be shy and not want to speak and stuff, but I want God to see, I want to live in what God sees that he has for my life, if you see what I mean. And I think that's so exciting. And when you think about it, there are other characters in the Bible. And God said, your name is Simon Peter, but but you're not a pebble, you're a rock. God sees us in a different light. And I just thought it was so encouraging that he can even use somebody who's 80. I mean, you know, you're weaker at that stage. You haven't got the strength that you once had. But God used Moses, and he was 80. And so there's hope for all of us, really, that God can take us and bring us into something new of what he has and he sees that we can be. So, but we have to bring our heart to him for our heart to be softened and healed.
Thank you, Mary. Is there anyone else that's ready to say something? Thank you, Barbara.
Okay, so just, it's pretty brief really, this is working. Just a few bits and bobs really, that healing of our hearts is an ongoing process. You know, when you hear, oh no, not another inner healing conference, flip neck, how many more do we have to go to? And you know, I've gone through forgiving me mother, forgiving me dad, forgiving me sister, forgiving, oh, for heaven's sake, how much more of this? And but it's okay. For one, God wants me to be set free. That's fine. I'm glad he's got such a long list to have things set free from. But also, we incur wounds even from today, not just from our past, but from today. So, so if you're like me, you take offence quite easily. So you wound quite easily. And so that was encouraging that, okay, it's okay to keep going to these inner healing conferences because, yeah, there's probably something or other that Jesus wants to heal me of. And so it's okay. I thought it was going to be brief. Anyway, never mind. We'll move on to the best session for me, I think, was the Root of Bitterness session, where let's just have a look at Songs of Solomon 8 verse 5. I think I read this some while ago. Who is this sweeping in from the desert, leaning on her lover and or her beloved? And that was really helpful to me some weeks ago. I think it was brought by Wendy Mann, so you know, through the difficult times, you can come out of the wilderness, and you've learnt to lean on Jesus more because of the wilderness. So it's quite encouraging. And then you get a bit ticked off if you're like me, and you think, oh, how much more wilderness do I have to go through? This is just too much. And yeah, I get quite ticked off and quite angry sometimes. So there was Hebrews, which extended my ability to cope with this sensation of wilderness. 12:15, Hebrews 12:15 says, look after each other so that none of you fails to receive the grace of God. Watch out that no poisonous root of bitterness grows up to trouble you, corrupting many. And that there, look after each other so that no one fails to receive the grace of God. So the grace of God is there for us all the time in the difficult times. There's enough grace to go through, so I don't have to be ticked off because it's hard again. I can say, okay, your grace is there to take me through, and I can keep leaning on Jesus in the wilderness and grow. And it says in Romans 5:1-5, is it? I don't know. Never mind. I haven't got that one. Rejoice in the difficulties, because it will grow your faith. And so that, you know, that's quite a hard verse for me, you know. So the last thing I want to do is rejoice in difficulties. But no, it's okay, because that's what he wants to do, is grow my faith, grow our faith. So that was that. Yeah, right. So good to know. Yeah, okay. So yes, that was the best session for me, was that root of bitterness, and it's an ongoing process, really. And then the other session was hearing the voice of God, which was quite revelationary. And perhaps we could have more sessions of hearing the voice of God. Thank you.
Thank you.
Oh, well, who wants to go under a surgery? No one. But sometimes we need to. I got a lot from this conference. Because when we go to a conference, we want to be there. It's not like, you know, you want to hear, you want to experience what God has for you. And for me, it was... I loved really the session when we talked about bitterness, and in Genesis 4, it was highlighted that, you know, when Cain killed his brother because of he was bitter, his sacrifice was not accepted by God. And sometimes when we do things what is not really good, not accepted or sin, it says in the scripture that actually Cain went away from the presence of the Lord and moved to Nod. And I was like, whoa. Instead of going to God, he went away from his presence. And it really talked to me that whatever happens in my life, go back to Jesus. Go back. Keep my heart soft. Because resentments, sin, bitterness actually can really mess us up. And not just our life, but Cain had a son called Enoch, not the same one, but in the Bible, was walking with the Lord. He was not walking in the Lord. And his name was False Comfort, consecrated. And he had two wives, again, false satisfaction, going something substitute instead of God and God's plan. And they had sons with different names, and they were good in music and making bronze weapons, and actually felt good in they expressed themselves through violence, because this is what they inherited, because Cain had a bad move to walk out of the presence of the Lord. And it all the generation after generation after generation was affected. Just one bitter heart and relentlessness. And it really talked to me, and God challenged me a few things what I know I inherited from my my grandmothers or previous generations. What actually I can't really... Like, you think that it was not my sin, or it was not my problem, and why do I have this? You know, because I inherited it. Because the curse was, it was never said to God, sorry. Or it was never reconciled with God. And, yeah, we have to clean our heart and keep it clean, and to have a soft heart is better to go back to the presence of the Lord. And Sharon was speaking about the mother heart of God, the Father God. And the mother heart of Father God, I had a teaching before, very, very long time ago, about El Shaddai. And this is the mother part of Father's God. and have a mother actually nurturing and loving and always give attention, full attention to their children and going into fire for them. And this is how God is actually treat us. And we talked about identity and belovedness as well. And when we have identity crisis, naturally or spiritually, and when we disqualify ourselves because of circumstances, because I'm rich or poor, because I have husband, I don't have husband, I have kids, I don't have kids, I have this, I don't have that, I'm ill, I'm sick, I'm fine. So we identify ourselves falsely because of circumstances, and it shouldn't identify us, who you are, what you're doing, what's your job, or I don't know. But yes, actually we, the enemy robbing us from our identity because of circumstances. And there was one really strong word, what was the familiarity. What I wrote down, the familiarity is robbing us in a church because we know each other by person, not by spirit. And we identify each other who we think the other person is, not what God thinks who or she is. And is robbing the church, because if somebody has a word from God, you won't accept it because, oh, it's from her or from him. Oh, who is he? Who is she? He's just 5 years old, for example. Or he's not qualified because he lives in sin. God can still speak, yeah? So, yeah, the enemy wants to rob us. And there was other session what I really enjoyed, how God speaks to us. And we break the agreement with the enemy. So we broke the agreement with the enemy over our lives, what we think of us, and so we can hear the Lord's word. And one scripture was actually not in the session, but it really sank into my heart, and I want to read this because it's beautiful. And so it's a Passion Translation, Psalms 27. Because we, like Cain, we can learn from Cain, even if he was, he failed, yeah? He failed because he left God's presence. But it says in Psalms 27:8, I heard your voice in my heart. Where do you hear the voice of the Lord? In your heart. Say, come seek my face. Come seek my face. My inner being responded. Can you respond to this? In your inner being, in your heart. Yahweh, I'm seeking your face with all my heart. And I think so this is the point of the conference of the heart, that when we seek God, and together as a church, because we are one part of the body, and the hand cannot grow by itself, we need each other. We need you. We need you. We need you. We need you. We need every of you, because we are one in Christ. And just keep our hearts soft and be quick to respond to the Lord. Yes, I'm coming. Yes, I forgive. Yes, I give you this bitterness. I don't run out of your presence and do false comforts, but I'm coming to you for comfort, because God can heal us immediately.
Gosh, there's loads really from the School of the Heart to take away from. You know, sometimes you go for stuff, whether it's secular, professional, or stuff like that. There's always one point which you're like, oh, that wasn't that good. But there is nothing in the last, four sessions that we had that was not good. Everything was just amazing. Where do I start from what I've taken away from? The image of how the wet cement and even a little dog or a cat that walks on a bird, and how it then sort of marks the cement, and it's for a long time. You know, it's marked it. That's it. But I guess one of the things which really struck a chord for me was about the mother's heart of the father's heart. partly because probably I never heard of that before, ignorance. But also, you know, growing up, I was always taught that I was picked up from the rubbish. And so that was really quite, you know, I'm so grateful to God. Because God is so good, you know, so good. Yeah, restores you and yeah. Thank you, Lord. And yeah, so that's been really amazing. To have that time, that dedicated time, just to come, to hear, to allow the Holy Spirit as well to work and unravel. And yeah, so the mother's heart of the father's heart was something amazing to hear. And then that ministry time towards the end of yesterday, as what Barbara was saying, was revelational, where we heard each other's, you know, like, we can expect lots coming from James and Naomi as well, you know. Yeah, so it's been a tremendous time. And I just, yeah, I want to give God the glory for how he has used Wes and Sharon and how he is touching and moving in our lives. Loads of stuff. I'm sorry. I'm just going to be waffling on. But yeah, it, you know, to God be the glory because he's got his eye on us. And one of the things that again struck up was about how Moses, he cried out to God for help and then God showed him the word. And we know the word means, you know, symbolic of the cross. And when we put the cross, you know, over our difficult circumstances, God will turn it sweet. You know, it's not human sort of thing trying to make us feel good, you know. It's in the Bible. And we know what's in the Bible is truth. Yeah, loads of stuff. Thank
you. I suspect that you're more of what we have heard and changed will come out. Yes or no, Gav? No? Okay. I'm sure what we've heard is going to affect us, but what some of us have heard is for all of us to grow into, because we've heard it for you too. So, do you know what I mean? It's about, I don't know, family growing together, isn't it? And so we just really felt that we wanted everyone to partake in this wholeheartedness and therefore this bit of a shift in our heart. Father, we thank you that you speak to us and you speak to us through each other. Father, thank you that we don't have no one person as a monopoly on speaking into our heart. Holy Spirit, we thank you that here we speak to each other and you speak through each other. And so, Father, I pray that we would all go away today with something to work on with you. Father, thank you that you take us when we are full of joy in the morning, but you take us when we are in the night and we are clinging on by the nail of the fingertip of our smallest finger and we're just clinging. You take us on from there. And so we want to thank you that you are victorious. We want to thank you that you've got us. And we thank you for this invitation for them all. And we want to be a people that respond to that from where we are today to where we are tomorrow. We just thank you for a journey with you. And we thank you that we can go deeper and deeper into you. So, Father, we thank you for this morning. We thank you for your presence. We thank you that we have confidence to come before you as we are. And you say, come on, I'll take you. Come on, I'll walk with you. Come on, I'll carry you. So, Lord, we want to thank you that you go ahead of us this week. We thank you that this is only a part of our walk with you. And so, Lord Jesus, we want to hear you tomorrow. We want to hear you on Tuesday. We want to hear you on Wednesday. And we want to be changed by you tomorrow and Tuesday and Wednesday. Father, thank you for the privilege of a journey and a life with you. Amen.